This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 25th of August. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall and Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800. High Thames, 1021, expected northwestern Germany, 1016, by 1800 Monday. Low, 500 miles west of Shannon, 955, expected 200 miles west of Rockall, 961, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking variable 2, becoming southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Northwesterly, mainly 3 or 4, but 5 to 7 at first in eastern south at Cirra, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first, increasing 6 at times later in Cromarty, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in forties. Fisher, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. German Bight, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. White, Portland, East Plymouth, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. West Plymouth, southeasterly 2 to 4, varying southwesterly 3 to 5, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, fair, good. Trafalgar, variable 2 at first in west, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in east. Thundery showers at first in far southeast and rain later in northwest, otherwise fair, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, rain later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, West Sole, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Perhaps severe gale 9 later in west. Rain then showers, good becoming poor. Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in Bailey. Occasional rain, fog patches at first in Bailey. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Bailey, becoming poor later. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, occasional rain, fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, 11 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east 3, 16 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east 2, mist 2 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Wick, east-southeast 1, mist 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 3, 9 miles, 1015, steady. Lucas, west-southwest 1, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Boomer, calm, 9 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Bridlington, south 2, 1018, falling slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, east-southeast 4, more than 27 miles, 1020. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, east 4, 5 miles, 1019. Jersey, east 4, 27 miles, 1017, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, east 4, 5 miles, 1017. Scilly automatic. Southeast 3, 7 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast 3, 19 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east 4, 15 miles, 1017, now falling. Valley, east by north 2, 9 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 2, 9 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 3, slight showers, 3 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, northeast 1, 12 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast 4, 22 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Macrahanish automatic, southeast 4, mist, 4 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. During Monday, high pressure over southeastern areas will decline as an active cold front associated with a deep area of low pressure over the northeast Atlantic approaches from the west. As a consequence, the wind and sea state will gradually increase in western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, bearing south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first near Orkney, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in north, and variable 3 or less at first in south, but becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 2 to 3, backing south or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first, increasing 5 at times later in north. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for time in east. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Rain later in west, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain later in west, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near western Anglesey. Rain later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, then veering southerly or southwesterly later, and increasing 6 at times in north. Rain later in west, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in west. Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, then veering south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then veering south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain for time later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, then veering south 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly, veering southerly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for time, except in far north. rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, south 2 or 3, backing southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later, occasional rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Number one is speedy boarding.
No need a chunky knit cardigan.
Fingernails.
Worst nightmares, peeves and pet hates.
I just find it a bit annoying the way migratory birds, you know, come here for when it suits them. You know?
Room 101, curated by Paul Merson.
You're talking about amateur art.
I don't like amateur things. If I'm going to buy a car, I'm not going to buy a car made at a craft fair, am I?
With guests including Janet Street Porter, Richard Iwadi and Stephen Mangan.
I hate squirrels.
Do you?
I mean, they look like rats who found a hairdryer.
Room 101 with Paul Merton from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
A great way to face your fears. I fear we must go, but the World Service is about to take over. This is Chris Aldridge. Thank you for your company. Do have a peaceful night. Good night.
Democrats accuse Donald Trump of trying to manufacture a crisis with his threats to send National Guard troops into Chicago, New York and other Democratic-led cities. Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janet Jalil.
A gang member told me that if I didn't start paying them, they will shoot me. They knew where I worked and my license plate number.
We hear from a woman who escaped a Latin American cartel by fleeing to the US in Yemen. Israeli fighter jets strike the presidential palace in the Houthi-held capital Sana'a, killing several people. Venezuela releases 13 political prisoners from jail. And does the US Vice President J.D. Vance like boy bands? We hear about a new website which claims to have found the Spotify playlists of politicians and celebrities. That's after this bulletin.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with BBC News. France says it will summon the US ambassador in Paris, Charles Kushner, over what it says are unacceptable allegations of failing to tackle a surge in anti-Semitism. In a letter to President Macron, Mr. Kushner said there had been an explosion of hatred towards Jews in France since the war in Gaza began. Here's Anjan Skippers.
In his letter, Mr. Kushner urged President Macron to do more to stem anti-Semitic violence in France and to tone down his criticism of Israel. In today's world, he said, anti-Zionism was the same as anti-Semitism, plain and simple. He said France's plans to recognize the Palestinian state had fueled anti-Semitic incidents. France was quick to react, saying the allegations were unacceptable and amounted to interference in its internal affairs. Mr. Kushner, the father of President Trump's son-in-law Jared, only took up his post in Paris last month. He is due to appear at the Foreign Ministry on Monday.
President Trump has threatened to send National Guard troops into yet another Democratic stronghold, the city of Baltimore. The Maryland state governor, Wes Moore, had criticized Mr. Trump over his deployment of the U.S. military in Washington, D.C., and his plans to do the same in Chicago and New York.
When I joined the military, we joined with a clear intention to fight and win our nation's wars. The members of our National Guard are trained up to be able to address things like emergency situations, situations where you need a surge of supports for traumas and disasters that are happening within individual jurisdictions. That is not this. And this is a direct deflection that the president is authorizing.
Mr. Trump is portraying his policy as a crackdown on crime. In June, he sent 5,000 troops to Los Angeles in response to protests against immigration enforcement raids. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israeli airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen